This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Tennessee gives Starbucks $30 million to open a Nashville office. The state approved a fast-track grant for a coffee company worth more than $100 billion, and on the Kim Munson Show, a reporter with Open the Books called it a textbook case of government picking winners and losers. Nashville at 10. Tennessee has approved $30 million in taxpayer money to help Starbucks open a corporate office in Nashville. And Jeremy Portnoy, a reporter with the government spending watchdog Open the Books, walked through the deal on the Kim Munson Show as a textbook case of government picking winners and losers. The state of Tennessee handed out $30 million to Starbucks to get them to build a new corporate office in Nashville, Portnoy said, describing a grant to a company that runs more than 41,000 coffeehouses and is worth well over $100 billion. And the state is giving them a handout from taxpayers' wallets. The grant cleared the Tennessee State Funding Board on May 20, according to the Tennessee Lookout, which reported that the board, made up of constitutional officers and Governor Bill Lee's finance commissioner, signed off despite opposition from a conservative group. The money is a fast-track economic development grant administered through the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. Starbucks announced in April that it would build a regional corporate office in downtown Nashville, a $100 million investment that the company says will bring up to 2,000 jobs in technology, supply chain, and logistics over the next several years. State officials framed the grant as an investment that pays for itself. Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart McWhorter told the board that Starbucks would pay its corporate office workers an average of $125,000 a year, a total of $250 million in annual payroll, and that the project would draw suppliers, restaurants, and other business to the region. When Comptroller Jason Mumpower asked what recourse the state would have if the company fell short, McWhorter said the grant carries clawback provisions that let Tennessee recover the money, though the contract terms were not yet public because the agreement had not been fully executed. Portnoy's argument turns on what he sees as the proper job of a state. The state's role is really not to choose those winners and losers, he said. It's to create a strong economy that's going to attract corporations like Starbucks without handing out taxpayer money to them. He noted that Tennessee sells itself to businesses on low taxes and light regulation, and he questioned why a state already marketed as one of the best places in the country to operate would need to pay a giant to move in. Most taxpayers, he added, probably just don't want to be handing out $30 million to a corporate giant like Starbucks. They want to be able to afford their own cup of coffee. That unfairness lands hardest, Portnoy and Munson agreed, on the small business down the street. A local coffee shop collects sales tax, pays its lease or its property taxes, and gets no such break, all while a subsidized competitor moves in next door with the state helping cover the cost. Munson pressed the logic a step further on the air. If lower taxes are good enough to lure Starbucks, she argued, then lower taxes are good for the family-owned shop that has been paying full freight in the same city for years. Portnoy agreed that the incentive sits at odds with Nashville's own pitch. It's really at odds with how Nashville has been trying to market itself to businesses in other cities, he said. The objection is not Portnoy's alone. At the funding board meeting, Pamela Furr of Americans for Prosperity, Tennessee, a group usually aligned with Governor Lee and state Republicans, urged the board to reject the grant. "Why are we giving money away to businesses who don't need that money?" she said, per News Channel 5. Furr pointed to the small firms starting up across Tennessee without any such help and pressed the board on why a profitable corporation should get public money at all. "It's a great place to raise a family," she said of the state. "Why in the world would you need to be bribed to come here?" The Starbucks grant is the latest in a run of Tennessee headquarters deals. The state has handed similar fast-track grants to Amazon and Oracle at $65 million apiece, to AllianceBernstein at $28 million, and to In-N-Out Burger at $2.7 million, according to figures compiled by the Nashville Tennessean. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell has said he is weighing a separate city incentive on top of the state grant, a package that would need Metro Council approval. As of the broadcast, Portnoy said the deal was still moving forward after the state signed off, and that Tennessee is counting on a $100 million capital investment in return for the $30 million grant. Tracking exactly that kind of spending is the daily work at Open the Books, where Portnoy also writes for Real Clear Investigations. The organization files roughly 80,000 open records requests a year and posts what it collects online, building what Portnoy called the largest database of government spending ever assembled so that any taxpayer can see how the money is spent. The Starbucks grant, he said, is one more line item worth a second look. And now, Kim's perspective. When a state takes money from everyone and hands it to a company already worth more than $100 billion, it is choosing who gets to keep more of their own money and who does not. The family coffee shop that has paid its sales tax and its property tax for years now gets to help underwrite the competitor moving in across the street, and it gets no clawback clause of its own if business turns south. The tell is in the deal itself, because if a lower tax bill is the thing that finally makes Nashville worth it for Starbucks, then a lower tax bill was always the answer for every business already here. Treat people and companies equally under the law, let them keep what they earn, and the economy sorts itself out without a funding board deciding who wins. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.